and welcome to Chat Footy episode 30. I'm your host Dave today, and it's just going to be myself flying solo as the other guys are out there preparing for Christmas, preparing for that time of year when we invite some fat bloke to come in and invade our home, drink our alcohol and eat our food while our children are sleeping. So that's great. So yep, you're just going to put up with me for a sec. So it is going to have a heavy Liverpool bias, I just warn you. So let's start off the weekend's roundup. We started off with, obviously, my team, Liverpool. We went across to Wolverhampton Wanderers. And I have to say, I was a little bit nervous going into this game because Wolves are not a bad side at all. They've taken points off City. They've taken points off United. They narrowly lost out to Spurs by the one goal. They beat Chelsea. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of apathy going into this game. From a number of fans, but I was particularly nervous, and particularly when defenders like or players like Lovren, he comes out and says, "Oh yeah, we can probably go this whole season without getting beat." It's not the right thing to say. Just keep your mouth shut. And every time he seems to say something like that, he'll do something ridiculous or jinx the side, whether it's Liverpool or whether it's Croatia, it seems. But I have to say, it was a tough old game, and Wolves are a really good side. They play this 3-4-3 formation, so it's easy to see why they get results against the big sides, because those front three really press the defenders high up the pitch, so whenever there's any goal kicks or anything, they're right on the defenders. So they're looking to close down any space, and then the midfield pack behind them quite tightly, and then you've got like Neves patrolling behind like a quarterback. So Wolves, really, really good side. I think we talked about Wolves going into the season as maybe being the surprise package, and I think, you know, from what I've seen, certainly they could be top eight, I would say. I think top six is probably sewn up. The top six of right now is how the top six will finish, but I think Wolves would definitely be top half, I think. Now, when Liverpool went ahead, they went ahead with a Salah goal for a change. I've started adopting the betting technique of just going Salah first goal scorer. It seems to be doing me all right so far. He seems to get that really important goal. And honestly, going into half time, I don't think Liverpool deserved it at all. I thought Wolves played really, really well. Again, they were just pressing very, very high, and we couldn't get our passing game going at all. Now, in the second half, I thought Liverpool came into it a little bit more, but Wolves still looked pretty dangerous. And it was only when Van Dijk came up with that goal that I think that we started to look a bit comfortable. And I have to say, on the Wolves side, Traore hasn't really got going this season. But he just looks like an absolute beast, and he is so, so quick. But what amazed me, and I think, you know, Van Dijk seems to play with a cigar most times anyway. You know, he seems to play within himself. But I think part of that is just his style. Well, there was one moment in the game where he was one-on-one with Traore, and it was a sprint-off. And that's the first time I've actually seen Van Dijk have to put some effort in. And he just, he matched him for pace and then out-muscled him as well. And I think, I'm not sure how much more my admiration from Van Dijk can go up. But he, for me, he looks like the best defender in the league at the moment. And he certainly, if we think of all the problems that there have been with the Liverpool defence over the last, I say, 10 years at least, certainly since Sami Hupia and Jamie Carragher went, I think we've had problems there. And so absolutely brilliant to see, you know, it's more than just Van Dijk, but he's an absolutely key part to it. And going into the Christmas period now, we've only conceded 7 goals, which is pretty amazing for such a leaky defence. And, you know, again, one of the things that Liverpool have been great at the past few years is just throwing away really good positions, like 1-0, 2-0 leads, and so even 3-0 leads more than once. And so I think now if we go ahead, I'm pretty confident. Any team can always score a goal, but I think we feel more confident now than ever before with that, with the defence that we have. And again, I'm quite happy at the moment for commentators to get a bit jittery when Alisson gets on the ball. I think his feet are tremendously good. But again, it's a commentator's perception. He's not English, so automatically he can't be as good a goalkeeper as, say, a Joe Hart. But for me, more than happy with Alisson at the back. I think he'll make the odd mistake. The one against Man United was a mistake. But against Wolves, another clean sheet. Now, going into Saturday, I jokingly said to Ben that, oh, it'd be great if Palace could do us a favour. Or Roy Hodgson, who for me was one of the worst managers we could have ever employed. You know, when a manager just does not fit with the club, and he did silly things. You know, he just approached Liverpool as if it was still Fulham, and, you know, referred to Northampton, I think it was, as being formidable, and, you know, crowing about getting a point at Birmingham and narrowly losing to Man United, talking about how great Man United are. Just doing all the things that a Liverpool manager shouldn't do. And you see it the opposite way. So Solskjaer's come into United. All he's done is say sensible things. He said things that the fans want to hear. And I don't think it's rocket science. And with the amount of money, the amount of advisors in the game, I'm still flabbergasted at times that managers can come out and make such bad PR mistakes. But anyway, massive shock for Crystal Palace to beat Man City. And to be honest, it was one of those freaks of nature, because, you know, the amount of possession that City had, the amount of chances they had, the freak goal that Townsend scored. I mean, what an absolutely fantastic goal. But he'll hit another 99 of those and they'll end up in the stand or in the first defender. So, you know, unbelievable goal. I think that's a real goal of the season contender. But I think, you know, City were pretty unlucky watching the game, but I'm not going to cry myself to sleep over that one, to be honest. And then we go into the Man United game. So if you've listened to the previous podcasts, I'd already said, despite Mourinho going, well, it'd actually make no difference to this fixture at all. Man United were going to pick up 3 points. But, you know, having watched that game as well, I do think, you know, there is that feel-good factor. Mourinho's gone, so by default, whoever came in after would probably give a feel-good factor. The fact that it's, you know, a United legend, and again, he just says the right things. You couldn't pick a better side. Maybe Fulham would be another side that you might pick. If you could handpick, who do we want to play? But Cardiff certainly there for the taking. They've bagged a few goals. So, let's see. I mean, looking at Man United's fixtures coming up, they've got Huddersfield at home. They've got Bournemouth at home. Newcastle away. And then we're into the FA Cup. So the next three fixtures are really, really winnable for Man United, I think. So I can't see them breaking the top four. I think it's going to be between City, Liverpool, Chelsea and Spurs. But they'll certainly get a few more results, and the fans will be happy with that. Just to say a word about Spurs. I mean, it's always good to see Everton get a tonking, quite honestly. But 6-2, not bad at all. And especially after going 1-0 down. I think Spurs have quietly gone about their business and can actually, I think they've got a real chance. Liverpool and Man City are playing each other early, I think it's the 3rd of January. Best result for Spurs there, I guess, would be a draw. But I think there is a danger with both clubs just becoming preoccupied with each other. So right at the moment, you've got Liverpool on 48 points, you've got City on 44, and you've got Spurs, who are only 2 points behind City. So they haven't really... they haven't been playing fantastically well. There was talk that, you know, there were a lot of England players who'd come back, and so, you know, the players looked a little bit tired. There's all the uncertainty about where is home actually going to be for them. Is the stadium going to be ready? You've got, at the moment, you've got the whole distraction with Pochettino. Is he going to go to United? With what he's talking about, for me, he's absolutely, he's already mentally thinking about going to Man United, if you ask me. I mean, he said after the result against Everton that, you know, they'll try to win the Premier League. Obviously, Liverpool and Man City are the favourites, but Chelsea, Arsenal and Man United are still in there with a chance. Now, Man United are 19 points off the top, so I can only think he's sending out signals there to say, look, I'm still including you. I still love you. So it'll be interesting. It will be interesting if Solskjaer does well, and they did break that top four. If they broke the top four this year, that would be an amazing achievement. They're 8 points off there at the moment, but Chelsea and Spurs and Arsenal look pretty strong. So you're looking for 2 out of 3 to basically fall away, and Man United to keep getting those results. So let's see. But so Spurs certainly looking quite impressive, and I wouldn't rule them out of the title race by any stretch. I think they look really strong. I think Son looks like an unbelievable player. Obviously, Harry Kane and Dele Alli, they get a lot of the praise. I think Eriksen's a quality player as well. So, you know, the only question mark around Spurs is if they got a couple of injuries in key positions, how would they cope with them? So, but as long as they don't and they carry on going, you know, let's see. I mean, the neutral part of me would like, you know, to see it go right down to the last day of the season. That's the best thing for a neutral. As a Liverpool fan, it'd be great to sew it up in March. I think City and Spurs are too strong to let that happen. But yeah, let's see. I mean, for so many years at this point, coming into Christmas, you know, Liverpool have been out of the race. You know, top four was the target. So, yeah, nice surprise. There's only two teams in the last few years who have been top at Christmas and then failed to win the league. Both of those times were Liverpool in 2009 and 2014. So let's hope we break that duck, because if it happens a third time, then it really starts to become a little bit of a hoodoo thing. Now, just a final word I will just mention about the Fantasy League. We haven't talked about that for a few weeks. So at the moment in our Chat Footy League, we do have Ben sort of ripping it up at the top there. You have Ryan. So Ryan from the Friend Zone podcast is there in fourth position. And then I'm just behind him. I've got my sights on him in fifth position. So I was feeling quite chuffed with myself. I'd brought in Salah for this weekend, but I had to free up some funds. So I dropped out Aubameyang, who knocked in a couple of goals, and seems most of the people had him as captain, which was unfortunate. But let's say, I think Salah, again, you know, he came into this season, he obviously had problems with his shoulder still, so he wasn't quite back to full fitness, but I think he's good for a few points, and I think he's good for the captain there. And we have Hulkamania. So we have Chris down in 14th position in last place. So Chris, you need to pick up your game, mate. Okay, well, thanks very much for listening. If you want to check out some of our other podcasts, you've got the Comics in Motion podcast. That's where myself and Chris, we talk about movies, TV shows that are based on comic books. If you want to check out episode 50, we did a bit of a musical number there, just poking a bit of fun at ourselves and having a bit of fun writing some wacky lyrics there. If you also want to check out Chris's other podcast, which is more focused on gaming, you've got the Contextual podcast. So they've just released their 50th episode as well. Quite a lot of focus on Pro Evolution Soccer and a bit of FIFA talk as well in there. If you want to listen to more on the coaching side of it, so myself and Ben will we have a podcast called the Grassroots Coachcast, and there we'll talk about mostly our own experiences, because we're both coaching at under 11s level. Ben coaches a boys team and I coach a girls team. Well, that's it for this episode, so hope you have a lovely Christmas and you eat too much turkey and drink too much alcohol, and then we'll come back and then we'll be looking forward to those Boxing Day fixtures.